From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkey's armed forces claim to have shot down an aircraft that violated its airspace near Syria. Few details were known. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
In a statement released by Turkey's Armed Forces High Command, it said one of its fighters shot down a plane coming from Syria that violated its airspace. Turkey said its fighters, under NATO rules of engagement, gave the plane three warnings. Under Turkish rules of engagement, any plane that violates its airspace from Syria risks being downed. The incident comes as Ankara has accused Russian warplanes deployed in Syria of violating its airspace and harassing its planes. Moscow claims any violation was accidental. Friday, Ömer Çelik, spokesman for Turkey's ruling AKP party, said efforts are underway to defuse tensions. Today, a Russian military delegation is visiting Ankara to meet its Turkish counterparts, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The Taliban has vowed to intensify attacks on American targets, denouncing as illogical the U.S. decision to slow down troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. The Islamist insurgency was reacting Friday to President Barack Obama's announcement that he will maintain the current number of American troops in Afghanistan at 9,800 through most of 2016, before trimming that number to 5,500 by the time he leaves office in January 2017. Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told VOA the insurgent group had repeatedly asserted that the American troops would not end the invasion of Afghanistan. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least three women suicide bombers blew themselves up on the outskirts of Maiduguri, Nigeria, killing at least four people and themselves. The explosions at dawn Friday were carried out just hours after two suicide attacks inside a mosque also in Maiduguri, the capital of northeastern Borno State, killed at least 30 people. According to Nigerian national emergency officials, the blasts in the mosques were timed so that the second one killed many people who had gathered to offer help after the first blast. Dozens of people were also wounded in the explosions. The Israeli army reported Friday a Palestinian man posing as a journalist was shot dead after he stabbed and wounded an Israeli soldier outside the West Bank settlement of Kiryat Arba. The knife attack occurred while demonstrators threw stones at the Israeli troops. The man, disguised in a fluorescent yellow vest over a T-shirt marked press, was allowed to approach troops. News photos posted online show him clutching a knife and attacking a soldier before he was shot dead. Hungary will close its border with Croatia at midnight Friday to contain the flow of thousands of migrants arriving daily in the country before traveling to northern Europe. Hungarian Foreign Minister Peter Szijjártó made the announcement after a meeting of the National Security Cabinet. A fence along its border with Croatia has already been built. Szijjártó told reporters that Hungary will continue to enforce Schengen free travel rules on the border with Croatia, and crossings will be processed through official border posts. He said that Budapest had informed its border countries and beyond about its decision. The UN Refugee Agency warns that Greece cannot cope with the flood of refugees and migrants landing on its shores. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency reports refugees and migrants are arriving in Greece at a much faster rate than they can be processed. And this, it says, is increasing tensions, violence, and chaos. The UNHCR says a violent flare-up in a crowd on the island of Lesbos Thursday forced its staff to be evacuated briefly from a registration site. It says this was going on while thousands of refugees and migrants were arriving by sea from Turkey. The agency says an upsurge in sea crossings over the past couple of days has increased the death toll. In one incident, authorities report seven people drowned following a collision between a smuggling boat and a Greek Coast Guard vessel. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Sarah Williams, and this is coming to you from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.